So hinei betriva samach tes on the top. Second line in hinei betriva eino ela machshia Torah hasher hayaroyla. So let's remember again, Ramchal is speaking about the dangers of laziness, and we said yesterday that when it comes to the dangers of laziness, this is not something that a person will necessarily see the negative byproducts of all at once, but rather, again, the detrimental effects of laziness come a little bit at a time. Right, in the beginning, again, a person will simply go ahead and try to go ahead and deflect and take away those tircha dikah things, those additional burdens that he should have taken on. The first step of laziness is what he'll call deflection of responsibility. That a person, you know, there are certain things that we're supposed to be responsible for, but you know, sometimes people will do anything and everything to get out of responsibility. Right? It's that, it's not my responsibility, it's yours, it's this, it's that. So that's the first stage of laziness. That there are certain things that I should be responsible for, but I deflect that onto someone else. And I will say, once I begin living a life of deflecting responsibility, it's only a matter of time until I become derelict in my ultimate responsibility, which is Talmud Torah. And once that happens, again, a person will not learn Torah to the point that they are responsible for. Or b'nei chisarn halimud. And once I'm not learning enough, kishayevo achar kach lilmod techsar lo havana. I will say, now what ends up happening is this becomes a vicious cycle. Because once a person engages in a process of responsibility deflection, then a person starts taking off their shoulders all the things they're supposed to be doing, namely learning. And when a person is not learning, a person is not growing. And when a person learns infrequently, when a person ultimately does sit down to learn, techsar lo havana, he won't have proper understanding. Vehine iluli haisa gomeres ra'asa bazeh. If it were to stop, if this dynamic were to stop here, that would be bad enough. But the problem is it doesn't stop here. Ach od misraba vaholechas. This negative dynamic is amplified. B'mashe birit so al kol panim liyashev haparasha v'aperakahu. Hine yigale ba'panim shlo b'halacha. So what ends up happening? But yet a person in desire to want to learn and to want to understand, but yet again, because of his laziness, has not put in the appropriate amount of time to actually understand what it is that he's learning. So what does he do when he learns? He goes ahead, and he gives his own explanations, which are not kalacha, which are not appropriate. The yashchisa emes v'apcheu, and you could destroy truth and totally turn it around. The yavor alat hakonos, v'yifrot esagidarim, person will go ahead and violate rabbinic edicts, and will go ahead and bring down fences. V'sulfo kiloya, and ultimately, he'll self-destruct. Kimishpat kol porei tzeder. Amar Shlomo, this is what Shlomo meant when he said, Ve'echaze anochi ashes libi. What does that mean? Hisponanti ala davar hazeh. Shlomo says, I have contemplated this thing. And remember again, this thing is a reference ultimately to what he said yesterday. Remember again, that's what Shlomo Alech was saying, that I contemplated this thing when I've seen many fields overgrown with thorns. Veraisi godol harosha bo, and I've seen the intense negativity, the immense negativity in it. Shehu ke'eres haholich umispashet ma'at ma'at. It's like a poison. It's like a poison that slowly spreads. Ve'in pu'las v'nekeres adamis. And sometimes the full impact of the poison is not even realized until death. V'zeu ma'at shenos. U'ba mishalich reshecha u'machsorecha ki ish magen. And therefore Shlomo Melech says that laziness will ultimately again impoverish an individual until slowly they are fully depleted. So we'll say what he's pointing out over here, something really amazing, is that this midah of atzlos, and that's why, again, what Ramchal is saying is the reason why it's so important to focus on this is because we would have thought, out of all the negative things that perhaps we do, so although laziness is not a good midah, I would not necessarily look at it as sinful, because I'm not actively doing anything wrong. But Ramchal, quoting the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech, explaining to us, that is true. I might not be doing something wrong now, but once I'm lazy, laziness leads to deflection of responsibility. Deflection of responsibility leads to a dereliction in spiritual service. That leads ultimately again to a lack of understanding of Torah, which leads me to reach erroneous conclusions and erroneous insight in Torah, which leads to a path of spiritual self-destruction that all began not with the sin, not with sinful behavior, but that began ultimately again with laziness. We've seen this many times with our own eyes, many times. Shekvar libo shala adam yodei chavasam. Rabbi say there are many of us that we know what is correct. I know what my obligation is, right? I know what I have to do in life. Vinis amis etzlo masheroi lo lahatzalas nafsho. And I know what I need to do in order to be able to save myself, in order to be able to salvage my soul. And I also know what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. So I know what I have to do. I know what needs to be done. I know what my neshama needs. I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me. And yet, what's the issue? It's just, I don't do it. I don't say, isn't this an interesting thing? You know, sometimes a person doesn't know what to do, so okay, they don't do it. But there are other times when Chal says, I know exactly what it is that I need to do. I know exactly what it is. I know what I have to do. But yet, for some reason, I'm just not doing it. Lo mechasron ha'karas ha'chova ha'hi. It's not because of a lack of understanding. But lo mishlushum tamachar. Ela mipnei shekvedos ha'atzla miskaberes alav. But Rabbi said, rather, why is it that I don't do what it is that I should be doing? Simply because of laziness. Simply because of laziness. Rabbi said, you know, you hear this all the time, where a person says, "Oh, I know I should be doing this." Okay, so why aren't you? And the truth is, a person will never come right out and say it. But the answer really is because I'm lazy. I'm not doing what it is that I should be doing simply because I'm lazy. V'harehu omer, ochal kima, or ishan kima, or kasha elatzeis mivisi. A person says, you know what? I'll do it. I'm willing to do whatever the it is, Rabbi said. But you know, I want to eat a little bit first. I'm a little bit hungry, so let me eat a little bit first. Or let me sleep a little bit first. Famous last words, right? Let me sleep a little bit first. Oh, kosh, alai, latzeis mi beisi. Or you know what? The truth is, it's hard for me to go to leave the house. Pashatati es kutanti. I've already taken off my coat. Eichacha al bashana, then I have to get back dressed. Chama aza ba'olam, it's very hot outside. Hakara rabba, it's very cold outside. Oa gisham, it's very rainy outside. B'chol sha'ar ha'amas los va'ta'onos, asher apiha etzelim malehem. I will say all the other excuses that lazy people make for inactivity, right? Rabbi say it's amazing. You know, atmospheric conditions are never good enough to be able to get out and do what it is that I need to do. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too rainy, it's too foggy, it's too cloudy, it's too sunny, whatever it is. And there's a million different excuses why I can't do the things that I do. He says, and just for Sazam Khalsa, just understand that more often than not, when a person's making excuses, excuses are just a thin facade for laziness. He says, ubenkach, hatorah munachas, and again, while a person is making excuses to cover up for laziness, the Torah that they could be learning is just sitting there. Ha'avoda mevuteles, the avoda that they could be doing, the spiritual service they could be doing, is just simply negated. V'ha'adam ozev esboro, and a person leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, now, the amazing piece that he says over here is this idea, Adam Ozev Esboro. Remember that Amchal is explaining to us that although one could say, well, if I'm lazy, I'm not sinning, right? I'm not sinning. I'm kind of like pariv. I'm just standing in place. So what's the big deal? The Ramchal says, that's not possible. You don't stand in place. If a person ultimately is not growing, then a person is backtracking. If a person is not growing in their Avodas Hashem, if I'm not engaging in active, dynamic Avodas Hashem, I am paving the path to sin. Umash Shlomo Omar, Ba'atzat Hayim Yimach HaMekareh, ubeshiflus yadayim yidlov habayis. Take a look at footnote 56. Ba'atzal taim imacha makara, kisha adam misatzal ve'inum attacking piritza kitana, shebetikrosaz, was a very profound statement. When a person is lazy and doesn't fix a small hole in the ceiling of the house, Yishapel abinyan esabayis hamisachei chalov ubeshiflos yadam shemash bil yadav lamata ve'ino meirim osalasos b'malachas tikun agag. So what says Shlomo says, when there is a small hole in the roof and a person does not fix it, what will happen? It's only a matter of time until there is a great leak. So what begins is a very small hole that does not really make such a big difference. If it is not actively addressed, then ultimately, again, a person will find themselves in incredible trouble. Let's just read one more line. He says, V'ulam, im tisha apia eitzel, yavol chamamar rabim mamare chachamim, v'amikros min haksuvim, v'atainos min haseichel, asher kulam yorulo, lefi daita mishubeshes lahakil alavu la'anicho, be'menuchas al tzalto. So we'll say, I'll explain this and then we'll stop here for today. The amazing part is, like we said yesterday, no one really ever says they're lazy, right? No one ever says, well, I'm not accomplishing this because I'm lazy. Rather, what happens, we all have incredible reasons for why we don't accomplish the things that we accomplish. So if somebody were to ask me, well, why don't you go ahead and do this? Or why don't you do that? Or why aren't you engaged in this? Or why don't you take on this responsibility? Or why don't you take on... So I have plenty of reasons why I can't. I will say, you know, I often say that today, one of the things I think, just a personal commentary opinion, that people hide behind most for non-accomplishment is, and maybe some will disagree with this, but I think this is true, is family, right? Because I have to spend time with my family. Okay, so I'd like, for every person who claims they have to spend time for their family, so I'd like to see when they come home, how many of them shut off their phones and put it away when they're with their family. Or how many of them actually go ahead and spend quality time talking to their children or talking to their spouse. Because, you know, you could have incredible quality time with your family that is not measured in quantity, but is measured in quality. So people go ahead and they blame that for everything. I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't be engaged, I can't take this on. Family. Okay, sounds nice. No one's ever going to say, don't spend time with your family. But you have to be honest with yourself. That how much am I using that as an excuse for laziness and not to accomplish or not to take on other responsibilities versus how much of that time is actual quality time? So Michal says over here, and this is very difficult because often we make excuses, and the amazing part about making excuses is what happens if you repeat them enough times, what happens? You actually believe it. It's the amazing part. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created us. So keep saying it over and over and over. I can't do this because this. I can't do this because this. I can't do that because this. And then over time, I really can't do it. And what once upon a time began as an excuse actually now has become a part of my reality. So Ramchal says, this is the difficult part to undo laziness. Even if a person wakes up and says, well, I don't want to be lazy anymore. I want to accomplish. But the problem is I've made so many excuses for non-accomplishment. And again, I've reinforced them within myself so many times that they have become MS to me. And therefore, in order to change my ways, it's not just simply enough to engage in dynamic activity. I actually have to go back and reverse many of those, what he calls, da'atos mishubashos, erroneous mindsets. So we'll stop over here. Mezzeh Shem will pick up on the top of page Ayin Aleph tomorrow.